passion and purpose in the work you do. We currently have openings for community health aides, behavioral health aid trainees, Head Start infant and toddler teachers, and a Head Start cook. For a full listing...
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A senior Biden administration official says there has been no indication so far of a large-scale invasion that the U.S. has been warning Israel not to carry out in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters today Israel's military operations appear to be localized. Heavy fighting was reported on the outskirts of Rafah between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants. Kirby also said it was deeply regrettable ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas had ended in Cairo. The war in Gaza is still fueling protests on college campuses in the United States. Mark Herz of member station GBH in Boston has more on police action at MIT, where at least 10 students were arrested and an encampment was dismantled.
MIT's president, Sally Kornbluth, says she had no choice but to, quote, remove such a high-risk flashpoint at the very center of our campus. She added that she has no illusions that her action will bring an end to the conflict here as the war continues to rage in the Middle East. Students say their actions were peaceful and called the university's response, which involved police in riot gear at 4 a.m. in the morning, quote, embarrassing.
That's Mark Herz reporting. Haiti may finally be starting to stabilize months after gangs orchestrated a coup and seized the capital. NPR's Ada Peralta is in Port-au-Prince.
You make your way across town and it feels pretty normal. Stores are open, street vendors are out in full force, there's traffic, and there are people going to work and kids going to school. But then you see signs that things are not normal. Burnt out cars are being used to barricade the streets. And on Wednesday, I saw two bodies just thrown in the middle of two different streets.
That's NPR's Ada Peralta reporting from Port-au-Prince. President Biden is fundraising on the West Coast today. NPR's Elena Moore reports the incumbent seeking re-election is set to attend multiple events with donors in San Francisco and Seattle.
The president is headlining two campaign receptions in the Bay Area. He's flying to Seattle for a third event this evening. These are private events, so it's unlikely the public will see the president. They come just days after the Biden team announced a $14 million ad campaign focused on reaching Black, Latino, and Asian American voters. Biden has made multiple trips out west in the past for campaign cash. The money raised will fund campaign offices in swing states that will decide the November election. Elena Moore, NPR News, San Francisco.
Former President Donald Trump's trial in New York focused today on a paper trail of phone records, checks, and other evidence that prosecutors allege underlying a hush money payment scheme during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump is accused of approving payments to secure the silence of two women who allege they had extramarital affairs with him. You're listening to NPR News. Scientists are warning that a large geomagnetic storm is about to hit Earth. NPR's Jeff Brownfield reports a storm could cause disruptions to some navigation and communications equipment.
The source of the storm is a turbulent patch on the surface of the sun 16 times the diameter of Earth. It's flung out a huge number of high-energy particles that are now barreling towards our planet. That's led the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to issue a severe geomagnetic storm warning. Sean Dahl of the agency's Space Weather Prediction Center says there hasn't been a warning like this in decades.
Severe levels is pretty extraordinary. That's a very rare event to happen.
It's still unclear what the impact on the Earth will be. In the past, solar storms like this one have temporarily scrambled GPS signals, disrupted some long-distance radio communications, and even caused local blackouts. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Harrowing morning for the British Library today. Two environmental activists in their 80s, armed with a hammer and chisel, went after the Magna Carta. They only got as far as causing minor damage to the document's glass case by the time security intervened. The Reverend Sue Parfit and retired biology teacher Judy Bruce say they wanted people to know climate change is a threat to freedoms, like those central in democracies influenced by the Magna Carta. U.S. stocks end the day mostly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 125 points to end at 39,512. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First, you love me, then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way. I got nothing but love for you. Tell me what you. Get on down the line, but I don't mind.
99.5 KSKO with Fleetwood Mac. And Monday morning, well, it is a Friday afternoon, May 10th, 12:09, as we hang out together on a Friday afternoon. And as you heard NPR mention, there's going to be, we're in the middle of a solar storm, and it looks like it could last through like Monday, and it is a pretty strong storm. It would take a lot, a very lot, to disrupt communications. If you're curious, because this is my realm of nerdiness, given what I like to do in my free time, if you want to read up a little bit on the solar storm and get some forecast info, check out solarham.com. That is solarham.com. They provide some forecast details. You might learn a thing or two, and you can maybe understand a little bit more. So check that out when you get a chance. Right now in McGrath, 45 degrees. They say partly cloudy at the airport. I'll go with that. We got a bit of clouds out there, but it's still bright blue and sunny. Mostly to partly sunny today. Some isolated showers along the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Right now in Anvik, we have got fair and 40 degrees. The forecast for the lower Yukon, partly to mostly sunny, some scattered showers, highs in the mid to upper 40s, 42 in Sleetmute right now, partly to mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s along the lower Kuskokwim. 43 in Fort Yukon right now with overcast skies. Mostly cloudy and some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms possible. Highs in the lower 50s. Sorry, I had to take my glasses off there for a second. Eagle. No reporting current temperature, sunny, highs in the lower 50, showers and lower 50s. That's what you get when you take your glasses off, folks. 47 and mostly cloudy at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Clouds, scattered showers with skies becoming partly sunny later on across the Fairbanks Metro. Highs in the lower 50s. 44. And overcast at Merrill Field in Anchorage. Highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. A little breezy along Turnagain Arm in the higher elevations. Partly cloudy once again in McGrath and 45. Hello to Trooper Samasco driving around town this afternoon. Don't know if he has the radio on. Hope he does and hope he's listening to KSKO. Highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s along the upper Kuskokwim today. Sunset at 11:07 p.m. today. Sunrise tomorrow at 5:29. If you have a song request, give me a call, 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. The Supremes and CCR on the way, along with some John Lennon and the Temptations. Here's John Cougar Mellencamp, Again Tonight.
Again tonight. lightning underneath her skirt. Boys try to touch her for whatever it's worth. In the morning she's just gonna be hurt. She won't say, say, well, then again tonight.
To shout out McGrath Trash and Refuse for supporting KSKO this year. If you're in McGrath in need of trash pickup at your home or business, call Dave at 907-574-0460.
Once there were green fields kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love. We were the lovers who strove green fields. Green fields are gone now, parched by the sun. Gone from the valleys where rivers used to run. Gone with the cold wind that swept into my heart. Gone with the lovers who let their dreams depart. Where are the green fields that we used to roam? I'll never know what made you run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day? Ooh. I only know there's nothing here for me. Nothing in this wide world left for me to see. But I'll keep on waiting till you return. Keep on waiting until the day you learn. You can't be happy while your heart's on the roam.
can't be happy until you bring it home, home to the green fields and me once again.
You keep me hanging on. The Supremes on KSKO. Got a call from Jeffrey in Venati, listening to KRFF. Wants to send this song out to Renee Coe in Canada. It's Francis Mitchell, Eagle Island Blues.
The Eagle Island Blues was written by a gentleman in Nulato many years ago. I don't know just how long ago, probably late 40s maybe. And it's called Eagle Island Blues.
Every night on my knees I pray, dear Lord, hear my plea. Don't ever let another take a love from me, or I will surely die.
Look at your hands, hey. I heard the news. make me break down and cry.
It's CCR right here on 89.5 KSKO as we roll through a Friday afternoon. Almost forgot what day it was. All right. Had to think for a second. We're going to take a look at weather now. It's brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. Right now in McGrath, well, you know, we're going to call it partly sunny. Partly cloudy, partly sunny. Across the upper Kuskokwim, partly to mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s with some isolated showers. Clouds, sand, lows in the lower to mid 30s tonight. Mostly cloudy to start the day tomorrow, becoming partly sunny. Isolated afternoon and evening showers along the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the lower to mid 50s, lows in the lower to mid 30s. Cloudy, some showers Sunday, and it looks like the same on Monday, highs near the lower 50s. Anvik, a little bit of a breeze and 40 right now with fair skies. Partly to mostly sunny today, cloudy tonight. Scattered afternoon and evening showers along the lower Yukon. Highs in the mid to upper 40s, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, scattered afternoon showers, Isolated snow showers possible in the evening. Highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Lows in the lower to mid 30s. Partly sunny Sunday. Upper 40s to lower 50s. Cloudy and 50 on Monday. 42 in sleet mute right now. With fair skies. Partly to mostly cloudy today. Scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Could be a little bit gusty winds this afternoon and early evening. Lows in the 30s tonight for the lower Kuskokwim. Cloudy, scattered rain showers tomorrow afternoon and evening. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. Lows in the 30s tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday and Monday. Highs in the mid-40s to mid-50s with a chance of showers. Overcast and 43 in Fort Yukon. Clouds, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across the Yukon Flats. Lows in the lower highs in the lower 50s. Lows in the lower 30s tonight. For tomorrow and Sunday, cloudy. Isolated to scattered showers, highs in the lower 50s. You're going to be right around the mid-50s with clouds and scattered showers on Monday across the Yukon Flats. See a recurring theme here? In Eagle, no reporting current conditions. Showers today. Highs in the lower 50s. Could be mixing with snow showers tonight, becoming all snow in the early morning tomorrow. Highs in the lower 50s. Lows in the upper 20s. We've got some scattered rain showers tomorrow morning and early afternoon in Eagle. Highs in the upper 50s. Slight chance of precipitation. Early Sunday morning, some rain showers likely, then through the day, mid-50s in Eagle, upper 50s, showers and clouds on Monday. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, cloudy, scattered showers today. Tomorrow, clouds becoming partly sunny, highs in the lower to mid-50s, lows in the lower 30s. 44 and overcast at Merrill Field in Anchorage right now. Clouds on the increase, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s, lows in the 30s. Tonight, once again, 45, partly cloudy-ish in McGrath, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s today, lows in the mid-30s tonight. Sunset at 11:07 tonight, sunrise tomorrow at 5:29. This one's going out to Melissa from Kevin. You are the sunshine of my life. It's Stevie Wonder.
No. sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard.
Me, the Beatles on KSKO 1245. We're going to take a look at messages now. MNVC is looking for two tribal members who want to attend the 2024 Stronger Together Summit in Fairbanks in June. The conference will focus on suicide prevention. If interested, call MNVC by Friday. Well, that's by the end of the day today, I mean. MNVC is holding a Mother's Day brunch this Sunday at noon. All McGrath moms, grandmothers, sisters, aunts, and mother figures are welcome. Leave your kids and partners at home. Food provided, rides available. call MNVC. KSKO has merchandise on sale, 30 to 50% off for prior year's gears. We make room for the new gear this year. Check out our website at kskopublicradio.com to order it, or give us a call, 524-3001. Two essential air service proposals for McGrath have been submitted, AAT and Reeve Air. The city is looking for your feedback and opinion on the essential air service carrier. For more details, check out the KSKO Facebook page, McGrath Message Board, or reach out to the city. A dietitian will be at the clinic in McGrath next week. The McGrath Health Center will also have a dental clinic beginning tomorrow and again in mid-June. Tocotno will hold a dental clinic in early June, and Nicolai will hold a dental clinic in mid-June. Call your clinic to schedule an appointment with any of those providers. KSKO is looking for a paid part-time announcer who would work 3 hours a day, likely in the early afternoon. If you're interested, you just need to be at least 14 and live in McGrath. No experience needed. We are glad to train you. We'll get you comfortable behind the controls. If you're interested, reach out to me and let's have a chat. The Coasters and Little Richard on the way. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire Fantasy. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yaggedy-yak!
Don't hold back.
Sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world.
go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just fight the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match hit. But tonight's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just fight the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Business members of KSKO, we'd like to thank the following businesses and organizations.